Hello, we're back.
If a magic moment is two things that harmonize coming together, what if you had two magic moments in the course of like a day? Would it, that be like a magic moment or a mega magic moment? Because it happened to me.
I feel like, oh my God. I feel like it's more than a moment. What's more than a moment?
What's more than a moment? What's more than a day? What's more than a moment? Chase your fears away.
You should play that at the Olympics.
I was thinking of Mary Poppins or something like that. Oh, you know?
Okay. I was thinking like one moment in time.
Okay. It depends on how soulful you want to get with it.
I always want to get as soulful as possible.
Sometimes I can't do my own material justice.
So tell me what it was.
Very stupid. But I was singing Drunk in Love to myself in the shower after Barry's.
Okay.
And like within 5 minutes, it was playing.
Was it like, I've been thinking?
No, surfboard. And Drunk in Love is obviously in the atmosphere, but that was like a real close.
It's 10 years ago.
Like, yeah. It's 10 years ago. You're not definitely going to hear Drunk in Love every time you leave the house. And within 5 minutes, it was weird. And then later on that night, I was talking about The Sound of Silence. And after that, I went to dinner and I heard an instrumental version of The Sound of Silence.
Wow.
Two magic moments within, let's say, how many hours? Within 12 hours, yeah. A little less.
Wow.
10 maybe. So it could happen to you.
It could happen to me.
Just be on the lookout for multiple magic moments.
My magic moments are like my orgasms. Right?
They come in waves. So that's what's been up with me. That's what I've been doing.
I wanted to talk about a guy with you.
Okay. Any guy?
He's on Instagram. I'm sure he's also on TikTok. My friend John showed him to me. He is like a self-styled guru. Mm-hmm. And he has been kicked off of Instagram a bunch because of his content. So he's always having to like make new...
What about his content would lead him to get kicked off?
He talks a lot about masturbation.
Okay.
And
I was thinking it must be something like that.
Sexual.
Yeah.
But specifically straight men masturbating together as a healthy thing.
Okay.
And it's so, and
this guy is
I can't tell if it's parody or not because it's right. Like, or satire because everything he's like, we're not gay. We cup each other's balls and we bowl. And it's right. Like, that could be an SNL skit.
But there are people that believe this. There are people that like talk about this, you know, in multiple contexts academically that, you know, just because you suck dick doesn't mean you're gay, or obviously it doesn't mean you're gay, but people would go as far as to say you could be straight and do that. And that could be like a normal part of your straight sex life. I don't know. I just feel like it's somewhat defined by the act, like just by default, you know. I understand that sexuality is...
Yeah.
I understand that sexuality is complex, but I also think that we are...
queer.
I think we're an amalgam of innate and behavioral. And I think both of those things can actually define... If you do something enough, you're living the life. That becomes your identity at a certain point,
right.
You know?
Right. Well, yeah.
I guess the question would be enough. How many dicks do you have to suck to be queer?
I'm like the owl in fucking Tootsie Roll commercial.
I would say like three. Let's say three. Yes, I would say three because the first time out of sheer curiosity, the second time just to check, and by the third time
you like it.
Yeah, now you're doing it again. Right. So you like it, but then people would say, oh well, you can be fixated on a penis and not necessarily, you know, be into men, which is true, obviously, but also. If it's on a cis man, if it's a penis on a cis man, and you're trying to make that cis man come, you're like really engaging. You're like, you're getting deep with the guy.
Right.
You're like, you just added a level of intimacy that
is uncommon in terms of just social situations. So I do think it's different than not doing that. I don't know.
Right. Well, I think no matter what, it's queer.
Yeah, to me, and I don't want to impose
whatever your intentions.
I don't want to impose. That's what it is. I don't want to impose anything on it in terms of like you have to identify in this way. Like, I don't think that that's true. Personally speaking, yeah, that's how I would file it away. I also think that I'll never be convinced that that level of non-identification isn't at its root shame. Because if it's not a big deal, then why wouldn't you be defined that way? You know what I mean? Why wouldn't you say I'm bisexual, I'm pansexual? You know, like, why do you have to hold on to straight?
Okay, so this guy, his name is Will Blunderfield.
Uh-huh.
And he calls himself a double soul shaman. He is a very, and nobody talks about this aspect, but he is a very oddly shaped head.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you said it.
One skin, two skin, three skin. Where okay. is my foreskin?
Okay, this guy. Okay.
Tonight. Looked down, it was so bizarre. He was sitting in a jar.
This is the guy that likes to jerk off with other guys.
Yeah, but look at his apron. Like, his apron is like a gay, like, guy working out.
So does he identify as straight?
Yes.
He identifies as straight.
That's
he says,
what
I'm
he's
straight.
Saying here.
He says, I'm straight.
I don't do this with my clients, obviously, for ethical reasons, but with some of my bestest bros, you know, I've sucked the nipples of one of my bestest bros. I've had, you know, the joy and the honor of kissing the scrotum of one of my other bestest bros. I've had the
Same.
Juicy honor of being asked to kiss one of my other bestest bros on the mouth. And it was a very beautiful experience.
This is like Tim and Eric.
Right on the beach. I've even had the honor of sticking a butt plug, but we don't call All it right. that. We call it a core channel massage tool.
Okay.
Up the stink portal of one of my bestest bros to help him strengthen his anal ring. Because in Chinese medicine, the anal ring relates to all of the glands and organs in the body. Not to mention, the plug was big enough to reach his prostate gland, which helped to ground him with the sacred crystal of the obsidian. So all of that is to say that in the modern age, men would say, oh, that's gay. But in reality, in ancient Greece, in ancient Japan, especially during the Edo period, even certain times in ancient China, they literally had wives, the dudes, but they also had tons and tons of male lovers.
Yeah.
And they would do this because we know that when you suck the nipples of your bro, you're strengthening his endocrine system. When you're kissing his balls, you're also strengthening his endocrine system because both the nipples and the nuts relate to the entire glandular system. So next time you cup your bro's balls or give it a little kiss, and we did this around a beautiful woman, she held space for me.
Oh my God.
I know. Okay, so like...
Okay, like I can't read that as anything but parody. I mean, this is parody to me.
Okay, that's what it feels like to me too.
Yeah,
but
that was
when
ridiculous.
You,
that was so silly.
My morning practice, and I filmed
it's funny.
It live on my.
It's really
place.
Good.
You can head over to the link in my bio to watch it. Basically, after we practice as bros, a little bit of pre-cum seeps out into the urethra, and so then when you urinate, it gets mixed with the urine, so you get a little extra oxytocin, a little extra spermidine, which is good for your muscles, again, a little extra nerve growth factor, serotonin, dopamine is also good for you, plus you get all the benefits of your plasma ultrafiltrate of your kidneys, aka your piss, in a nice frothy mix. Now I take a lot of B vitamins, so I even get some extra B vitamins, which makes the pee very yellow.
Okay, I've seen people do this.
See how the frothiness is kind of like a morning cappuccino or
okay,
something.
He's,
instead of milk, it's your pre-cum that's making it nice and frothy.
This makes me want to puke,
I know it seems
actually.
Weird or strange, but weird is a Viking
that's
term,
amazing.
W-Y-R-D, which means in harmony with your purpose, your virility, and your destiny. You can even chant a Viking mantra into your loins to enhance your potency if you got fertility issues from certain jabs.
I don't know what any of his medical qualifications are.
Yeah, he's this like...
He's like all organic, yogi,
right,
drinking your piss kind of. I've heard of these types, but I just didn't know they were licking each other's balls. I think he's actually gay, but I do think he believes all this stuff.
What's his following like?
Well, it's really low right now. It's only 2,700. It's really low right now because he keeps getting kicked off and making new ones. But like the people who follow him, like, why is Jessica Seinfeld following him?
Good question. Well, I love it.
But I figured we should try to interview him. He would 100% do an interview with us.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We haven't recorded in so long. We never talked about the Mariah Carey Ariana Grande collaboration.
Oh my God, I forgot about it. That was like such a a fart.
No but is what I like to call it instead of yes and.
No but.
So there's that. Did you know that the Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead movie is being remade?
Yes.
And did you know that the trailer's out? And did you
know I didn't know the trailer.
And did you know that Tyra Banks is one of the producers?
I didn't know the trailer was out, and I didn't know Tyra was a producer.
Nicole Richie plays Rose.
Interesting.
The trailer.
I mean, I like that it's that Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is considered important enough to have a remake, but it didn't need to be remade.
It's not only a remake, it feels like a shot for shot remake, or at least you'll see. This trailer.
Like Psycho?
I mean, I'm exaggerating it, but it feels so faithful that it's only it's not just taking the concept and doing something different. They're like doing the movie.
Yeah.
Hello. What a pretty young lady.
Look, it's great that you've witnessed Jehovah or whatever, but now's a bad time.
Oh, no, dear. I'm Ms. Durack, the babysitter.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, and the most important thing. If we're not alone and I ask you for something, you just say.
I like the font. I like the title card. I thought that looked good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the family's black. And Nicole Richie identifies as black.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll reserve my judgment. If it had been an all white cast.
Right. It would have been totally pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get why this would be remade.
Right. Because Sue Ellen didn't say, oh, hell no. When this direct came. So, you know, they're doing a little twist on it.
Oh, have you heard about Aaliyah Baldwin? I'm sorry, Aaliyah Baldwin.
No.
Aaliyah Baldwin, she is Stephen Baldwin's other daughter. It's Hailey Bieber's sister.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she? I think like in her early 20s. I mean, they're all in their 20s, right? She's in her early 20s. I don't know.
Who he have her with?
A model, which is why I'm assuming the name is Aaliyah, because that's the name of a couture house.
Wait, who's Hailey Baldwin's mom?
Some model.
Just some model. We don't even know. She's not even in the narrative.
I mean, she's no Chyna Phillips. She's no Kim Basinger. She's no Ilaria.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is she? Who's that girl? Is Hailey Bieber?
Hailey Bieber is Stephen Baldwin's daughter. So there's another sister named Kenya.
Wait, not Alex. I thought she was Alex. Hailey Bieber is Stephen?
Alec.
Yeah, no, Alex.
Alec only has Ireland.
Okay.
And
with Kim Basinger.
Yeah, and then he has like seven Baldwinitos with, or maybe eight now, I forget.
Okay. But she's doing better than her dad.
Which one?
Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, I mean, he made sure that he was like taking her backstage to meet Justin Bieber when she was like 12. Her mom's name is Kenya.
Yes.
But with two N's.
Right. Kenya Deodato Baldwin.
So
who's that?
I don't know, but like they're all like born again Christians. Aaliyah was in a bar in Tennessee, and she.
Who's Aaliyah again?
The sister, Hailey Bieber's sister.
Hailey Bieber's sister.
Yeah, Stephen Baldwin's other daughter.
Yes. What's her name?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
So she went to this bar in Tennessee. And it was like really crowded. There's like a lot of like, it's like a college town. There's a lot of like college people in it, in the bar. I mean, like young kids. And she had to pee really bad. So she was like, I'm just going to go into this employee bathroom. And the bartender was like, no, you can't go in there. And she's like, no, I just have to go really bad. And so she went in with like a bunch of her girlfriends. And the bartender was like, came in, was like knocking on the stall or whatever it was. And was like, you have to come out. You have to come out. And the girl, Aaliyah, was screaming. She's like, I have to fucking pee. I have my fucking period. Just wait a minute. And then the woman was like, no, you have to get out of there now, the bartender. And she was like, oh, what do you want, proof? And so she took her dirty tampon and she threw it in the woman's face.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah. I would be absolutely livid if someone threw their used tampon at me. Unless it was like, I don't know, L7 or something at like Lollapalooza. I don't want you throwing your dirty tampon at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so
pretty vicious.
Wait, how old is she?
She was born in 93, so January 93. Right, so she's 21.
21. Okay. Well, too old to be acting like that.
Too old to be acting like that for sure.
I have a highly recommended.
Great.
The New Look. It's on Apple TV Plus, mm-hmm. which I don't typically like their shows, mm-hmm. but this one is good. It's about like World War II era Paris and all of those like really important couture houses that were established then. Like mm-hmm. they were established.
It's a documentary, you say?
No, it's a show.
It's a narrative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, because I always wondered, because like that's when like Paris, like really like the whole couture thing, like really took off there. And it was like, you know, Chanel, Dior, Balmain, Balenciaga, he's Spanish, but he went there. Who else?
Real explosion of activity.
Yeah. Like they were all around the same time. And so I always wonder because, you know, France fell to Germany. They were occupied. So I always wondered, like, how did they like manage? How did they deal with that? Like, were they still like making dresses? So it's actually really cool to see mm-hmm. what happened. So it's like about that era and then like a little bit and then like in the post-war. Anyway, so Chanel, when the Nazis came, she closed down her shop because she said she wouldn't make any dresses for the wives of Nazis. And then, but Dior, he didn't have his own house yet, but he and Balmain, Le Long. And so they kept making dresses. They were trying to stay afloat, but there was this like certain like perception about Dior versus Chanel. Like at the time, people were like, oh, he made dresses for these Nazi wives, and Chanel, you know, she closed down her store. But then you find out years and years later that he was making dresses and he was giving the money to the French resistance that his sister was like really ingrained in. She ended up having to go to a camp, and Chanel was a Nazi spy.
Wow.
So
that's a crazy story,
right? So it's really, really good. I highly recommend.
That sounds great. I saw Dune 2.
Oh, how was it? I kept falling asleep during Dune 1, and I never, and my ex-boyfriend kept making me try to watch. He like kept forcing me. He's like, no, you have to see it. You have to stay awake this time because it's so good.
It is really good. But it's also slow, and I get that. To me, it works better than any other of his. Dune Part 1 is my favorite of his movies, including over Who? Dune Part 2. Denis Villeneuve.
What else has he done?
He did The Blade Runner.
Okay.
Remake.
The remake.
He did Arrival.
Oh, I loved Arrival. It made me cry.
I do think that there's a lot of really cool stuff in Dune 2 regardless. It's, you know, the biggest problem with the movie to me is that, like, the last 45 minutes are just a series of wrapping up loose ends because there's so many loose ends. Yes. And it's just like this, kill him, do that, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like this boom, boom, boom succession thing. And also just, I'm more familiar kind of with the first book. I feel like I've read the first, you know, where the first movie cuts off a lot. I don't know. I'm just partial to it. So, yeah. And the second part is like a lot of war stuff, you know, which it actually makes for.
That bores me. I watched Napoleon last night. And
it was so bad.
Oh my God.
I think it makes for a good movie, but I'm less attached to the source material of the war. It's kind of when it goes off. And also Villeneuve, like there's this sacrament.
Was he French?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't even know if I'm saying his name right. Oh, I'm sorry. He's Canadian. He's
probably French Canadian.
I would say I would appreciate. Yeah, exactly. I would gander a guess. Yes. There's this sacrament that like Lady Jessica needs to take in order to become Mother Superior.
Mm.
And also it's like this Bene Gesserit rite of passage. And it's a crazy kind of like orgy scene in the book. And it's clearly like a psychedelic trip that they're all taking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like nothing about that visually in the movie. The water of life is such a huge part of the imagination of that book. And he just totally flubs. He pulls a punch. I did not appreciate that. But and it also didn't really make sense because the rest of the movie is like, look at my thopter, look at my worm, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's like really like I get the sense that I'm watching this movie by this Dune freak who has at his disposal just unlimited funds to build this world, and like it's a really strong personal expression of this world and he totally nails it. And then I feel like it gets a little bit narratively But the Bene Gesserits control the universe. The women are in, it's a matriarchy 100%. Like they do everything.
Okay. Well, I'm still not going to watch it.
they're supposed to be, I don't know if it's still happening, but it was, I think before a lot of the layoffs happened, there was talk of the consolidations and stuff like that. There was talk of a Bene Gesserit series on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Which I think would be great. You know?
Yeah, I would watch a series. Maybe. We'll see. If it doesn't put me to sleep.
Might put you to sleep.
Yeah.
And they say a lot of weird words, like Bene Gesserit.
Right, exactly.
You know?
I mean, I read the book, but I don't really remember it.
Muad Dib?
There's so many, like, yeah, because there's a whole glossary.
Yeah.
There's so many books I've read where I'm like, what the fuck was that about?
Right.
I even like the ones that I remember loving. I was looking through, what is it?
You don't even remember what it's called, let alone what it's about. Do you know anything? It's a book. We know that.
Oh, it's like Everything is Illuminated? Is that what it is?
Oh. Yeah, I never read that one, but I remember when it was being read a lot.
That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, it's right there.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I grab it. Oh.
Didn't they make that movie? Isn't it about a kid with mittens?
No, I didn't read this.
Oh.
Wait, but isn't no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, oh, is it called like The Infinite Lightness of Being?
The Unbearable Lightness,
yes.
Lightness of Being?
Wait, is that, that's, yes.
Yeah, that's Milan Kundera.
Yes, I read that. Mm-hmm. I have right. No fucking idea that. What that was about. And I was paging through it and I underlined so much stuff that like meant something to me in it.
That's interesting. I should to revisit that.
I know. I should go through and look at like the books. I used to do that all the time in books.
Me too. Although I don't have a ton of those books, weirdly enough.
I have a lot.
I have like shed books.
I have shed a lot of books. My friend Shannon books. Does not, you know, Shannon. Yeah. Oh wait, you and Shannon have never, Shannon told me that you guys have never met except for once on an airplane by accident.
I think we met several times before that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you did.
No, I wouldn't have felt comfortable enough to talk to her if I had never met her before.
I don't think you ever, where would you have met her? Pretty
sure. Like parties or something. I don't know.
No,
she's never at parties.
No, she's never at any, because she wasn't living. She lives in LA.
She felt familiar to me.
I think because of my Instagram, maybe, or
maybe,
like,
maybe it could be,
you know?
Yeah.
And she feels like that about you.
Right.
But she has so many fucking books. Mm-hmm. She's like a voracious reader. Like she just
right.
reads.
Well, she has a podcast about.
Yeah. Reading. She's a, yeah. Oh yeah. You should probably read more.
Right. Is the name of the podcast.
Yes. And
with also Nolan.
Nolan. Bellman's. Yeah. Our friend Nolan. Oh, Shannon has so many books that like her boyfriend was, he's like a contractor or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's or some kind of a builder. He was telling me, like, he's like, I don't know if, like, her house could withstand all of the weight of that one bookcase. Because it's just covered in books all over her house, really. I think she should shed some.
Time to shed some books.
Yeah. She's really into, like fantasy erotica. Like, you know, like, elves fucking and stuff like that. She can get rid of those books.
That sounds cool. Do you think that we had anything to do with Iris Apfel?
Excuse me?
Iris Apfel.
You think we did?
No, I'm just asking. What do you think?
Did we talk about her?
I think we may have talked about her like once on the show. Did we go the entire Pot Psychology without talking about it? It would be fine. I don't love her. I mean, I didn't love her. I mean, rest in peace. But she wasn't a major to me. You know, she was a minor character.
Me neither. Even though like I identify with like being a glasses wearer.
Right. I love you love the glasses and you like seeing her and stuff. Not
sure.
Mad. You know what it was for me? You know, it was the defining moment. That documentary was so like softball.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
She doesn't say anything.
That's my interest level in her. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I don't think you made the wrong choice. It's, I don't know. It's just like compared to like Joan Rivers, a piece of work, you know, that's kind of like the truth or dare of old women documentaries, generally in comedy, but not always, you know, that's the gold standard.
Joan Rivers.
That documentary is the gold standards of those kind of documentaries, of old lady documentaries.
Well, I think Grey Gardens.
Yeah, but not in the same way. Grey Gardens wasn't the successful. I'm talking about these success stories, this benchmark that people get to when they get their documentary. And I feel like the Joan Rivers one is the truth or dare of those. It's the standard against which all are judged.
Okay. What are some other ones, though?
Like there's a Phyllis Diller one.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Well, I should get into these. I should start watching old lady documentaries.
Yeah, yeah. There's Olympia Dukakis has one.
She does?
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty good. Still alive? No, she's dead. She died. I don't know. I don't think we're bringing it.
Okay.
And I know I've been doing a lot of talking, so I know that that's my fault.
Right now or in general?
Today.
Oh, today. I think today's been lots of fun. I've had a great time.
I felt,
maybe you're not bringing it, but I feel good about myself. And that's all I'm concerned about. I'm just sitting here minding my own business. What you do is you. I'm just kidding. Did you know that Beyonce has a sacred foundation? It's a CE concoction, the Beyonce concoction.
And what's it for?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not a sacred foundation. It's makeup. It's foundation.
What did you think of as a fortifying foundation?
Chicken soup for the soul. It's so warming.
Like, it's about confidence. Can you hand me the lighter?
Wait, did you hear this guy?
Let me be the breeze in your sunny day. Let me be the sky for your clouds. Let me be the pool for your waterfall. Let me be the verb for your nouns. Let me be the shore for your crashing waves.
The water to your thirst.
Let me be the bricks in your wall. Let me be the soil where your garden grows. Let me be the one. Let me be the one. The one you truly love.
All right, is this real? I mean, is this parody?
I feel like no. You think it is?
No, I can't tell anymore. I mean, he was caressing the dock.
There's a lot of effort put into it. So either whether it's intentional or not, it's kind of amazing for that reason.
Then this is Tim and Eric as well.
Yes.
Okay. You are such a better lyricist than this. I feel like, how many likes does he have? You could get this many likes.
Well, part of it is having to like humble yourself and act weird, you know?
Well,
but you have to be confusing. You have to be like, wait, what? Is serious?
I think we should just do sock puppets.
Okay, that's
just
a good idea.
Just rip off Syphil and Ollie.
Syphil and Ollie, why
not?
Yeah,
you guys aren't doing it. We're going to do it.
Yeah. Somebody should be doing sock puppets.
Oh, you left that idea on the table?
Somebody should be doing sock puppets.
Right, exactly. I have good socks.
Somebody's got to do sock puppets. What should we call it? Got to do socks.
It's a segment.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Casual socks.
Sure.
Or what's like a...
I like casual socks a lot. It's got a groove, you know?
It's like, it does. It's sticking in my head.
Totally.
Let me be a waterfall. Let's check
our voicemail.
Yes.
I don't think we have anything, but
really?
Yeah.
347-450-4239. 347-450. Oh my god, I just did it wrong.
347-450-4239.
Wait, no, I don't think that's right.
347-450.
No, you're right. It is right.
All right. Okay. I did write it down actually. I foresaw a freak out like this. That song is still in my head.
Now I have J.G. Wentworth in my head.
Oh, yes. This is what I'm trying to do. What we listened to from the guy just now.
Oh, yeah, right.
Rayon Bass is what he goes by. Rayon Bass 2020 on Instagram.
Do you think he made his Instagram in the year 2020?
Maybe.
The Swagger song. Ooh, can we hear that one?
How sweet this life we have, think some. Other folks aim
this has
for
to
the
be
paradise
fake.
To come. Dude, take cash in hand, forget the rest. 808 so loud, you feel it in your chest. I sent my soul through the gates of death. Looking for the answers beyond our breath. Locking my soul when it returned. Abraham poured chrism on the holy burns. He tempted me with some gin. Satan prowled about.
This is like Ween or something.
My soul was forfeit.
Not Wiener, but Ween or right. something. Ween.
I mean, oh, Christmas.
Santa Claus Rumble.
Okay. Does oh my God, it's an original.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't
Hell
expect
yeah.
any less.
It happened late one night.
This is scary.
No toys on the shelf. They'd gone out for some shopping. Almost didn't come back.
He looks more like Mrs. Claus.
Right there.
He does. With the glasses, he really looks like Mrs. Claus.
He does.
Under attack.
Oh.
All at once, he's surrounded by eight bad-looking boys. Look like they get pounded.
Oh.
Then there be no toys.
There is something to it. Like, I do feel... I see some of myself in this.
Oh, yeah. I know you do.
That, just so you feel like making up songs, you know?
Right.
Make up a song.
Let's
sing
do
them
it.
If you got them.
Let's do it with the sub puppets.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote a song this episode. Remember?
You know
That'll
what we
be
should
the
do?
Music video.
No, you know what we should do on the bonus?
What?
Let's sit here and talk while we make sock puppets.
Wait, we're going to make sock puppets now?
Yeah, why not? It's just like you go like this.
Oh, I thought
we can like glue
makes...
a feather to it.
Oh, I was imagining like sewing a whole kit and
no,
stuff.
I was going to get an old sock.
Okay.
And then I have like
practice
some...
them, but then we're going to have to get under the table with the mics.
No, I'll just bring it up here. I have googly eyes and I have some googly eyes and some feathers and pipe cleaners if you want to make it, give it some
flair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind to have a menu that it's fanning itself with.
I went through a Civil and Ollie phase a couple months ago and I was listening to their songs.
Yeah.
They're good. I was laughing really hard. I watched a whole episode.
Yeah.
And I was like cracking up. By myself, it
yeah.
still it holds up.
Yeah,
rock and roll friends, check each other's books back in.
Yeah, and the book is called How to Read. Yeah, they're all like happy, yeah. And he returns it, and they're like, yeah.
Well, I got friends, Indians, whites, and Africans, and I got friends. Working bars and playing bands. My rock and roll friends steal your chicks and wreck your van. My rock and roll friends, they know what it takes to be a man. My rock and roll friends check each other's books back in. And rock and roll friends check each other's books back in. And rock and roll friends do each other's taxes. And the rock and roll plan is to be as cool as you can. My rock and roll friends check each other's books back in. And rock and roll friends check each other's books back in. Rock and roll friends check each other's books back in. Rock and roll friends check each other's books back in. The rock and roll Dan has got a 50-foot mustache I can't stand.
I laughed really hard to that show. That was when there was joy in my life.
Yeah. Same.
Young and innocent.
Well, young. God, Una's fucking... cannot stand some of Una's teachers.
I bet.
They're good, but there's this one lady that's like, actually, like, I actually believe that she's a total bitch. Like, she's just totally a bitch to these kids, and they don't like her.
Yeah.
And I can just tell... I had teachers like that, too, you know?
Right.
And, like, would just, like, bark at us for anything. If we did anything, she would just start screaming. And so she told Una that Una wouldn't be able to go on the class trip.
What?
Because Una brought in a check instead of cash. And
give me a break.
I wrote it out. I wrote the check to cash.
Yeah.
And it's $12. It's not like it was like $50.
Right.
The assistant principal called
me. Was it that day that it was happening?
Yes. So
where was the trip to?
Ice skating rink.
Mm.
So
it's a big one.
Right.
So did she miss the trip?
No. No, because the assistant principal was like, I don't understand why that was a problem.
Okay.
But so at least I'll give the cash if it's such an issue. But like, we were never told that we couldn't pay in a check. And when I remember when I was a kid growing up, my mom always wrote checks.
Right.
She never gave me cash.
Yeah.
And the teacher called me later in the day, and I could just tell by talking to her that she's a fucking bitch. And I'm not like one to like always just believe my kid or whatever. Like, you know, and I think that kids should be polite to their teachers, but mm-hmm. this lady was sounded like a bitch.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I mean, they have to pop up, you know?
Right.
If you're like bitchy to the bone, then it must be fun to have a job where you get to yell at kids.
Right.
I can kind of relate.
Well, that's what all the nuns were like yeah. at my school. Cause yeah. they were just, you know, they were hard up and that means you haven't had sex, right?
Yeah, we're, hard up. Just hard up in general. Yeah. Hard up for any number of things.
By the way, speaking of thirsty.
Yes.
all right. I didn't realize that thirsty was like desperate.
Well, it has a kind of connotation there, but
I thought it was just like horny.
I know. I mean, I tried to explain to you the connotation of it.
Well,
I've explained it repeatedly that it's, it's about the expression of it. Yeah, you didn't believe me. I don't think I was intelligible.
Desperate, though.
I don't think I used that word either. I think I was being nice, and I do think that like. No, but I do think that being thirsty is somewhat socially acceptable depending on how you do it.
If
you pull it off.
Do you think I pull it off?
Yeah, sure, okay, of course. You. Right. No, it's not like.
Well, in a Venn
yeah.
diagram.
Venn diagram. I love Venn diagrams. Always ask, is there a Venn diagram for this?
Remember Venn diagrams, those three circles?
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram. I love Venn diagrams.
I really love Venn diagrams. You know, the circles, right? Three usually.
Like, well, in a Venn yeah. diagram, there is horny and desperate. There's an overlap. You know?
Definitely. Without a doubt, but not
but
entirely.
I'm not in it.
You're not in the overlap. You're not
I'm
desperate.
I'm not desperate.
Okay.
No.
All right. I'm just checking. I don't know. You needed to define a lot of what's going on inside about this. You know? Now we're like getting deep. So that's her psychology. Anyway, I think that there's...
It's fine.
Done enough.
Okay.
But I want to play this for you.
Okay.
Play out.
Do I know this song?
You get to it. I think it's actually kind of ingenious.
I don't recognize it.
I played this in the barbershop the other day, and I was like,
oh my god, this is so good. Damn.
Los Años Dorados by the New York band from 1995.
Goodbye,
just like whatever. It's a good song.
I just got up and walked away.
Yeah, that was that.
Yeah. So anyway,
patreon.com/pod psychology.
You want to watch us make sock puppets?
Yeah. Also, Tracy and I never talked about the I put $50,000 in a shoebox and a guy drove off with it.
I didn't read it.
She didn't read it. And I was telling her about it and she couldn't believe it. So I thought maybe we could read some of that or read through it.
Yeah, sure.
It's very recent history, but something fun and we never went over it. And so I think it'd be fun to revisit that.
That's a good. Right.
All the stuff. So
anyway, but we do have to say goodbye.
Yes. I don't think we said that.
We should. So, we can just beep that whole part.
Okay. So it might be annoying to listen to. Well, you let us know.
People might describe the podcast like that anyway.
That's true. Just a new way to be annoying.
All right. Patreon.com/potpsychology. We have bonus episodes. We have our premium series. It's called Wawu. And we did an emergency.
I don't think they actually count as emergencies because it's too much time has passed at this point.
The
ambulance didn't come, the paramedics walked, you know?
Well, when I say emergency, I mean...
deviation.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a deviant.
Yeah, we're going to have a...
fork in the road. It's a little tangent.
Side convo.
Yeah, it's sidebar. Tangent.
Well, but still...
Wawu tangent.
It's more because we are doing America's Next Top Model Cycle 3 now.
Right. We're back on track with that.
But we aren't because we stopped so we could do J-Lo and Wendy Williams.
Yeah, but I thought that we...
So they're more current. That is kind of... It's emergent.
It's emergent. It's something... It's fine. I mean, Tracy has a lot of opinions about Wendy Williams that aren't things that you've heard before necessarily.
That's
true. You know what I mean? I think in general, you have a point of view on it that's worth hearing. You know?
Okay.
Like, that's how it struck me.
Oh, I just... About like what?
Oh, a lot. Well, your speculation, you know, really. Okay. Yes. But yeah, that kind of thing. So it's not, to me, it didn't strike me as being completely irrelevant by now.
Okay. Do you follow her Reddit?
I have been. Yeah. Not very closely, but it comes up in my feed.
I'm actually like really surprised at the way that people received that doc, like, and how people are just dragging her family. I just don't think that's the case.
I agree with some of those people and definitely think I've seen people talk about things that I've taken offense to it too with it. But the family, people are really, really hard on the family too.
Really hard.
Yeah. And in a way that didn't seem entirely reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Or not at least guaranteed. Again, there's the open question about the ethics of it all and who wants what. But at the same time, given the situation, it really seems like the family's not only the ones that potentially care the most, but also are the best option, I feel like.
I also do. Like when... All right. Well, anyway, if you want to hear... We have lots to say about it. If you want to hear us talk about it, Wawu. And we also did This Is Me Now / The Greatest Love Story. That's been in my head all week. Oh, my God. Now. It's so...
Rebound. Still
rebound,
remember them.
Rebound. It goes up and down.
Are you gonna say it's back? Like me.
Can't get enough. Just like that. You can't get enough. All right. You, boy. Okay. Yeah, patreon.com/podcast.
Also, rate and review us. And 347-450-4239 is our phone number.
Oh, we were going to check numbers. I mean, calls.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll do that some other time.
Well...